I guess that must be the kind that's giving them all problems in smoking.
That's true. That's true.
I guess those in smoking, weren't they supposed to be some from imported Russia or something? What about the things down there where you would put the hog's food? You put that in the, in the what? In the
trough.
How many of those would you give to have? Would you have several?
Yeah, you'd have to have one or two in every department. Read about it.
And what about the cuts of meat from the hog he would get when he was butchering them?
Well, pretty much the same as today, only you just went so far, the hams and the shoulders and the bacon and the head and the feet and heart and liver. But as far as, like, go out here today and buy your sirloin and so on, I don't know much about that.
What about the meat that he might get from the underside of you might use to cook him with vegetables, what would they call that?
Salt bacon.
Is that the same thing as a slice of stuff you get in the store there, or is that different?
Well, that you get today may look a little different. That was awful fat back then till you got up on the sides of it. And some of it's pretty fat today.
It sure is.
Bye.
Did it have any name for the, when you cut a side of the hog like that? Any name for that?
None in particular that I remember. Of course, they'd have their pork chops. They're different from today. They'd be thick.
Mm-hmm.
Cut them.
Did they have that bacon like to get in the store? Is it a different name for it? Is it sliced and not sliced? Do you call it all the same?
It wasn't with them, because he just had it all hung up there and smoked it. And he wasn't with them.
Yeah, it didn't make you just call it all salt bacon. Didn't matter how much fat and lean it had. What about sometimes people would use the meat in the hogs from the head? Any name for the meat that they would use from the head?
They'd cook it, take the meat off if they could get, and they called it souse meat.
What would they use that for? Would they?
Well, they just have it for your table.
Just like your regular.
No.
Did any of them ever use the, have you ever heard of any of them using the blood of the hog or anything?
Not really. I've got a brother that's a little worse than I am, maybe, I don't know. But he came along down here. He's got plenty of sense, I don't mean that.
Yeah.
And they just killed a beef just south of town. He said, boy, a cup of that blood would be good, wouldn't it? Some old boy that I just couldn't believe it. He said, I'll give you $5, you'll drink a cup of that. And he said, catch it. Got his $5. I couldn't. I couldn't.
A lot of people make puddings and kind of stuff, wouldn't
they? There was a Jew here at one time. His name was Najar. And now he wanted blood pudding. He called it pudding or something like that.
Did you ever see them take the hog liver, grind that up, and use that for anything?
They didn't where I was raised.
Now, the other kind of thing you might eat for breakfast, you might make you some